Afghans are today at the polling booths. Joining us this morning is BBC's Martin Patience, who joins us from Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan. Martin, we join you because we want to know what you're seeing this morning. Can you describe the scene?
Well, the polls actually have just finished literally in the last 2 minutes, but we've been here for the last 9 hours. The polls were open since 7 o'clock in the morning local time until 4 o'clock, which is the time now, and literally they've just closed. The policemen who are manning the school gates have shut those gates. So what we've seen here is we've seen about 1,000 people turn up from villages, 3 or 4 villages in the area, to cast their votes. It's been about half female, half male. And I was speaking to one of the officials, and he actually said that there had been a pretty good turnout in this part, in this village, and it seems that there's been a pretty good turnout in the north of the country. Now, that was to be expected in many ways, because the security situation in the north is pretty good, and that's very different from much of the rest of the country.
So, Martin, what was the mood of the voters? Did it seem like something they were excited about in terms of, ratifying the democracy movement in Afghanistan?
Yes, in some ways I think they did think that. You know, I spoke to one man, he said he was very enthusiastic. It was great to be able to, you know, pick a leader, somebody who was going to lead this country for the next 4 years. But the situation in the north is not reflective of the whole country. If you look at the south and the east of the country, where the insurgency is at its strongest and where the majority of American troops are based, then the Taliban have strongholds there. People will not be turning out in the same numbers as I'm seeing up here in the north today. Many of the voters have been threatened by the Taliban. They've been told that if they go and vote, then they will face reprisals. So the situation is very mixed across the country. As well, I said before, north good, south and east,
sure,
not so good.
Well, Martin Patience, that raises a question. I mean, you're in Mazar-e-Sharif, where, as you say, the turnout seems to be enthusiastic and high. What is the chance that the security situation is going to skew the results? It's believed that Abdullah, a major challenger to Hamid Karzai, will run pretty strong where you are. Does that make it more difficult for Hamid Karzai to do well in Taliban-controlled area? And what about the other candidates?
No, I think that's a very good point. If you look at the kind of ethnic breakdown of the country, that's not to say that Afghans vote along ethnic lines, but Dr. Abdullah is regarded as a Tajik, and he draws most of his support from the north. President Karzai, who's the other favourite for this election, draws most of his support from the south. So certainly if there's a low turnout in the south and the east of the country, where President Karzai should be getting a lot of votes, then that could well affect his chances in this election. Now, President Karzai is regarded as the front runner. The big question, I think, is President Karzai going to win in the first round, or will this vote go to a second round?
And for it to go to a second round... He's got to get more than 50%, and he's even conceded over the last few weeks that the runoff is quite likely. What are people saying there in Mazar-e-Sharif about the Taliban's challenge as you talk to them? Are they concerned about it? Do they feel as though the country is in Afghan hands, or is more of an occupation?
Well, what's really interesting about the north is people actually don't talk about security because they've got it. I mean, the situation in the south is completely different. I was down there a month ago in Helmand province, and security was the first thing on everybody's mind. But up here in the north, people are talking about other things. They're talking about economic development. They're talking about progress. I talked to one farmer. He said he wanted a tractor. I talked to a factory owner. He said that he wanted greater protection, economic protection for his goods. So people have moved on here. They're looking to the future, whereas I think people in many parts of the country just want security and they're not thinking about anything else.
So, Martin Patience with the BBC, let's talk about the very right here and now, this very moment. When you look out your window, bring our listeners in. What are you seeing? Are people sort of casually milling about? Are they going back to work? What's your, view?
Well, I'm just in one of the local schools in a village. It's a beautiful village. It's surrounded by fields. And this school is surrounded by a mud wall. There's a big playground. although there's not a lot of grass on it, and it's incredibly bumpy. And just in front of me is the school. There's a few people milling about. They're the election observers because the poll just closed a few minutes ago. And what you've got is on one side where the men vote, one side of the school, and then the other side, that's where the women vote. And throughout the day, you've been seeing people coming in, traipsing into the school, and then traipsing back out. Most of the women have actually been wearing burqas. The men are mainly farmers. But, you know, it's been very gentle. It's been a very nice scene. It's been very calm, very orderly. It's certainly not been terribly busy, but there has been a steady stream of voters.
So have you seen,
coming to exercise.
Have you seen armed security folks patrolling the school, or has it been fairly open?
No, there is one gate, and at that gate there are two or three policemen. Now, they are armed, and as voters were coming into the polling station, they were being frisked. The women were having to lift up their burqas. That's the head-to-toe garment that many Afghan women wear, and they were being checked as well. So certainly there is a level of security. There's been security at all the polling stations across Afghanistan, but security isn't so much of an issue in the north
right.
of the country
and we've
as
seen,
it is in the south.
We've seen there are security issues that have closed polling stations in Kabul and elsewhere. For a kind of a takeaway image for us, Martin, are people, when they dip their fingers in this ink, are they proudly showing their ink-dipped finger, or are they quickly washing it off and just sort of heading back to their lives?
Well, the idea is you can't wash it off because, obviously, it's designed to stop corruption. So if people are washing it off, I think there'll be real concerns there. But certainly, you know, generally speaking, I think people are engaged in this process where I am. But the situation is different in the south and the east. People, when you get this indelible ink after you've voted, the Taliban have told people that if they catch people with indelible ink in their finger, then they'll chop off their finger. So there's a real... You know, in many parts of the country, people are saying to themselves, you know what, I'm not going to bother voting because it's just simply too dangerous. And I think that's the real concern, that voter turnout in those parts of the country could be low.
Well, Martin Patience, I want to thank you for joining us and giving us this ringside view of what's been happening in Afghanistan with the voting and with the elections. That was Martin Patience, BBC correspondent.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.